Watch, Trump supporters boo Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted as he promotes masks, tyrant. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2020. Trump supporters booed Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted R. during a presidential campaign event on Monday after he tried to encourage mask wearing. But if you go into a grocery store where you got to wear one. Alright, hang on, just listen up, Husted said to the agitated crowd at the Dayton International Airport. Just listen up. Alright, I get it, he continued as the crowd booed. But if somebody tells you to take it off, you can at least say you're trying to save the country by wearing one of President Donald Trump's masks, he said, finally delivering his line despite opposition from the crowd. Some attendees reportedly shouted tyrant. According to Cleveland.com, the crowd also booed after Husted announced that he and Governor Mike DeWine R. serve as co-chairs of the Trump campaign in the Buckeye State. We are working to make sure he is victorious on November 3rd, Husted continued. Monday wasn't the first time a member of the DeWine administration got booed at a Trump campaign event. During Vice President Mike Pence's trip to Zanesville last Wednesday, Pence drew a few boos from the crowd when Pence mentioned the governor's name. At another campaign event in suburban Columbus, an audience member called DeWine spineless, drawing cheers, according to the Columbus Dispatch. The frustration appears to stem from the DeWine administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, namely, the reopening process in the state. At one point, the crowd reportedly chanted, "Open up." DeWine announced a statewide mask mandate in July, which applies to all those over the age of 10. A state Republican lawmaker, Representative Diane Grendel, R. Chesterland, has since introduced legislation to effectively nix DeWine's emergency order. The bill would allow businesses and hospitals to return to full capacity operations and all schools to in-person learning, with no masks or social distancing required, WOSA reported.